Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We were talking a little bit in the highlight section of the show today in the middle of the 12 o'clock hour about this story out of Macy's. Katie, can you retell it?
Yeah, so Macy's is under fire after a woman posted a photo of plates with sections dedicated to different jean sizes. The smallest portion is labeled skinny jeans, the next is favorite jeans, and the largest one is mom jeans. The plates were looked at as promoting fat shaming and food guilt. That's insane.
We have now completely appropriated and defined humor. You can only laugh at something if it's okay, if it's approved by some nameless they or them somewhere. They said blah blah blah. We can't offend them. Is it possible to look at those plates and think it's funny?
I thought it was so funny.
Totally.
I'm like, that is so funny.
Especially because mom jeans are in style, which is a tragedy in and of itself. Katie,
I love them.
Your daughters, I bet your 16-year-old wears mom jeans.
Mm-hmm.
Do you look at them and go, ah, like, does it, is it weird to you?
No, I'd much rather her wear those.
That's true. Than what I grew up with in the 90s,
crap.
Hipster, like you'd have your hip bones and like girls and their underwear would be sticking out of it. I mean, no, bad.
90s
good point,
was
dad.
Bad fashion. Early 2000s was even worse.
That's what we said about mom jeans. And
they're great.
So, but seriously though, when you have a plate and it's got these three indications of like, if you want to wear skinny jeans, here, two things. Mom jeans are in style. So load that plate up if that's what that means. Mm-hmm. The second thing is skinny jeans are a style of skinny or a style of jeans. And skinny jeans come in all sizes. It's a shape of jeans. You can be plus size and wear skinny jeans. I understand that might be complicated if you have never shopped for pants, but skinny doesn't imply that you have to be skinny to wear them. It's
correct.
Just the taper of the pant leg. It's a joke. And if it offends you, do you know what you get to do? Don't buy the stinking plates.
Right.
And post something on your Insta and say, oh, this is terrible. This makes me so mad. And then get some likes. Did we take likes off of Instagram?
I think I saw an article saying that they were taking
considering
likes.
Considering it, or it's...
This woman posted saying,
somebody go to Insta and check it out.
Let's go. I don't have an Instagram because I'm cool.
That doesn't seem possible.
I know.
I just started using Snapchat very recently.
My version of Snapchat is I use Snapchat to download things and then upload them on Facebook, which is old lady version of Snapchat. But I mean, seriously, if a plate offends you and somebody says it needs to be taken off the shelf because it's offensive.
This woman said, ban it. We need to ban this product from being at Macy's.
Get some thicker skin. I mean, I don't understand how we can constantly, like, how are you supposed to laugh at anything? Everything that you, like, true comedy, the reason why things are funny is because they're true. And if you get that plate and you load that plate up with an ice cream sundae and eat off of it, who cares? If you think that you're offended by it, move on and buy a different plate.
So this is what Portions said. Portions is intended to support healthy eating and drinking. Everyone who has appreciated Portions knows that it can be tough sometimes to be as mindful and moderate in our eating and drinking as we'd like, but that a gentle reminder can make a difference. So there's people that have been buying this product to possibly actually follow the guidelines, but I'm sure a lot of people that buy the product
they're
are
not
like,
guidelines
what, or whatever it is.
No, not you. I'm not yelling at you. I'm yelling at the people that bought it to follow the guidelines.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of people probably in the world that are like, that's funny.
Does it bother you?
Because that's cute. Listen, I don't think it's funny. I don't. That's not my type of humor.
Well,
but I know that it's a joke. I know that it's supposed to be funny, and I know that some people think that that's funny and cute. I would never look at that and go, how could they?
Does it? You've got young
daughters.
It's the
dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Do you fear for your daughter's well-being, mental health, like in to see something like that?
No.
Just no.
I don't think that the lines and on a joke novelty plate is going to somehow affect her mental state.
Did you say is this a plate that's supposed to be a joke? Is it supposed to be a product that they use and they're making a playful version of it?
It is a product that you can use. It says it supports healthy eating and drinking, and I believe that Portions, this brand, is something that does do things like this often.
But it's a playful version
of something.
It's supposed
to be lighthearted. Yes, they said, let's see here. Oh, yeah. The president, Mary Cassidy, told the Huffington Post that the brand feels badly if their plates, which were meant to be taken lighthearted, were hurting people, making them feel badly.
You're never going to be able to do anything that doesn't make somebody feel bad.
If you fill up the circle part of to just the skinny jeans line of pure chocolate, or you fill the plate up to the mom jeans line mm-hmm. with celery.
It's your decision.
Or you only ever fill up the center one with chocolate, but you do it 10 times.
The lines don't mean anything. It has to do with what you're eating.
Yeah. It's ridiculous.
It's not guidelines. It's not real.
And this is
and
exactly,
it wasn't meant to be real.
This is shockingly the same sentiment as people screaming from the rooftops about everything that anybody ever does being racist, sexist. Like, it's too much. It's too much. Let's get back to minding our own business. Let's get back to the place where we aren't so worried and so consumed with what everybody else is doing so that at the end of the day we can sit in peace and calm. Like, that's not the world. Just get used to it. Get
too
over
much.
It.
It's too much.
Skinny jeans. Skinny jeans. Mom. What was it? Skinny jeans.
Favorite jeans and mom jeans.
Favorite jeans. So you could even splurge a little bit and wear your favorite jeans. Oh, Lord. Have mercy. I want to go buy those plates and then we could give them away on the show or something. It makes me so mad.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.